Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking. Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic, bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's the radio segment that just had to issue a public apology to Delta Airlines.
What? Wow. They had to issue one?
He had to issue one to Delta because he got caught joining the Mile High Club.
Oh.
Not in the lavatory, on top of the drink cart.
Damn.
Oh, wow. That's old. Very.
I'll have one of those, please.
Yeah.
That's laser stories for you.
Thought I was just going to get ginger ale.
It's a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other dookie hoarders just don't. This first laser story is out of Miami Beach, Florida.
Oh, man.
There's a 28-year-old woman named Audrey Francisquini, and she works in sales at Carnival Cruise Lines.
Okay.
But that's not her main focus in life.
Uh-huh.
Because Audrey wants more than anything to be famous on Instagram.
Oh, Audrey.
Don't we all?
She even came up with a bizarre plan to get herself some more followers. And she did that by putting on a backpack, grabbing a skateboard, and then walking into a local high school to hand out flyers promoting her social media.
I mean,
ooh, yeah.
Okay.
That says desperate.
It's
or,
just sad.
We're not saying respect the hustle. We're not saying that.
No, this is not.
Usually I do.
This is not grinding. What yeah. You guys think? It's not that.
It's true. She wandered the halls for about 15 minutes,
what?
Pretending to be a student, handing out her info, saying, quote, "Hey, catch me on the gram."
Yeah.
People are like, who is this lady?
Because people always get flyers for their Instagram
yeah.
handles.
Yeah.
Hey, kiddos, it's lit. Here's yeah. my
green I haven't phone. Seen a flyer in years.
Yeah, right? That's
how
true.
Is this woman 28 and dorkier than I am?
Yeah.
When stopped by school security, she simply played dumb and said, "I'm looking for the registration office."
Oh.
However, when she walked right by the office and continued to hand out the pamphlets, she got stopped again and they called police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some reason a skateboard doesn't make a 28-year-old look like she's 16.
Yeah.
According to reports, during her arrest, she offered to give cops a sneak peek at one of her, quote, cool gram videos.
Oh.
That apparently she'd shot inside the school if
wow.
they would let her off.
Oh, it's like Officer Ted, that's a pretty good offer.
But,
you're not going to get it twice.
Police, unfortunately, turned her down.
Ah, shocking.
I want to see the video.
Do you? You're going to follow her?
No, not follow, but I'll stalk her.
She's now being held at Miami-Dade County Jail on a $2,000 bond.
Yeah, but just think of how many likes that mugshot is going to get.
Yeah. All the followers, make sure to peep her Instagram story when she posts bail.
It might go dry when she's in jail.
Yeah.
Seriously.
This next laser story is out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Last month, police received a call that the Canfora Bakery was robbed.
Uh-oh.
It's true. It turns out a guy broke in and stole cash and equipment. And the surveillance cameras got a few decent shots of him.
Uh-huh.
But the cops couldn't identify the culprit.
Okay. Ain't nobody got time for that.
But still, the owner was angry. And they didn't want to let the guy get away with it. So her and all her other workers at the bakery came up with an idea to spread the guy's picture around by doing what they do best.
Uh-huh.
They printed it onto sugar cookies and
uh-oh.
Gave them out for free.
No!
Oh, I mean, because I wouldn't take a wanted poster, but no. I would take a
yes.
wanted cookie.
Give me a free 100%. Cookie.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I ate the poster. Can I get another one?
Yeah.
Oh, I ate it again. And if you didn't know, with updated technology, you can use a photo from your computer and have it printed on pretty much anything.
Yeah,
now.
Even drinks now. You can get your name put on top of
really?
Drinks. Yeah, have you seen it? Like cool cocktails with a picture on top.
No, I like that.
Drinks or, you know, pastries and cakes,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
If you can believe it, the idea worked. People all over the community took pictures of the cookies with their smartphones,
yeah.
and they posted it to their social media.
Oh, that was super viral.
So yeah. smart.
Yeah.
And then finally, someone on Facebook recognized the guy, and he was identified.
Dude, the what? High school weirdo lady should have done something like this.
Yeah. What is he doing? Like, stealing a stand-up mixer or something? Is
yeah.
just a crook that needs to make some chocolate chip cookies bad?
KitchenAids are expensive.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I got away with 50 pounds of flour.
Yeah.
A police spokesperson commented saying, this is just about the most genius wanted poster you could ever
yeah.
make.
Yeah.
Police should start doing
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I know. Give us more free food, please.
This next laser story is out of Brookfield, Wisconsin.
Hey, Brook owns this field.
A 35-year-old man pulled a gun on a group of four guys in the parking lot of a Target.
Whoa, not cool.
He was after only one thing, Pokemon cards.
Wow.
Also not yeah. cool. I'm just kidding. They're super
I don't
cool.
know. They're pretty cool right now.
They're yeah. really popular.
Luckily, nobody was injured. But that incident was enough for Target, and because of it, all Targets will now stop selling sports and Pokemon cards in all of their stores.
I gotta text my husband. He's gonna be freaking out.
He has a whole business with sports cards.
Dude, his mentor in the trading yes, he has a mentor in the trading
okay.
industry.
Oh wow.
Is honestly thinking about quitting his full-time job because he's super into Pokemon cards and is making a killing.
Yeah. Oh, really? So where was this mentor on this day in Brookfield, Wisconsin?
He's older than I think the people you're describing.
35-year-old? Sure. Yeah. I feel like, okay. But the retail giant says they're now getting rid of all their cards out of an abundance of caution because if you haven't heard, the entire card business has blown up since the start of the pandemic
yeah.
with resale value of Pokemon cards being the highest.
This is only going to hurt because if you take away more cards, they make all the more
know.
Valuable.
That's right.
Again.
That's right, Jose. That's how the market works.
In fact, a 1999 first edition base set of Pokemon recently sold at an auction for close to $400,000.
Double
wow.
rainbow.
I'm such an idiot. I had like two Pokemon cards when I was younger, and I think I used
two?
Them as bookmarks. And
yeah, I don't think two is going to get you a
random,
lot of money.
You know?
And a single card in mint condition for the popular Fireflying character Charizard.
Charizard's the most rare. Right?
That also sold for $300,000 recently.
Brooke, I just need one.
Okay.
Well, actually, I'd probably blow through $300,000.
Yeah, you would.
The yeah. crazy thing is, if that same card would have sold in 2019, the seller would have only gotten around $19,000 for it.
What?
Whoa.
So if you have some lying around in your house, this might be the best time to sell.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And this next laser story is out of Tech Time headquarters. I think we can all agree that there's nothing more annoying than trying to send a text to your friend and then being bothered by having to walk somewhere at the same exact time.
Duh.
God, I hate when I have to walk, Jeffrey.
Walk and text? Ugh. Well, one engineering student says he created a solution for that, and his name is Minwook Peng.
Okay.
Right.
He said that the idea came to him when he watched his friends with their eyes dangerously glued to their screens while they tried to navigate things like crosswalks and bumpy sidewalks.
Yeah.
Go!
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's why he invented something called the third eye.
Oh, I like the name.
I've got a picture for you right
okay.
here.
Illuminati.
Basically, yeah. it's a robotic prosthetic eye that sits on top of the user's head, and its only
Stop.
Job is to detect obstacles while its user is busy scrolling TikTok.
It's a camera that sits on your forehead.
Yeah.
yeah.
It looks like one of those old school webcams, those circular balls.
Yeah.
Just a giant one on top of your head. When the wearer's head's tilted down, the third eye automatically opens up its lid.
About to go over a manhole, you better look up. Buzz, buzz.
That's right. And Minwook says while he believes it's a good idea, there are no companies actually interested in producing the third eye.
That's shocking.
Oh, man.
So
I thought Bezos would be all over this.
He should be.
Elon Musk. That
Ring
seems
would just pick it up.
Yeah.
Minwook is currently looking for investors.
Okay.
And by the way, this guy is too.
for looking for investors.
Not for a third eye, though. He needs investors for a prosthetic fifth leg. So that he doesn't have to put in so much work.
Yeah, makes sense. He's got to be tired.
He is.
Yeah.
And that sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We're going to do it again same time on Monday.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes. Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.